So I'm curious what we come up with this one, because I'm going to throw a challenge on it, and I think it'll be kind of fun. So is there something, a moment in your life, something you did, you changed, that actually affected it from that point on, where like it changed your whole life? They did a survey, and they said, what was your most life-changing moments? And you can probably guess the top three: parenthood, marriage, career changes. These were the top three things that people said, this was my life-changing moment. Once I did this, everything was different after that. Now, if we take those three out of the pool, you can't answer that. Can you come up with anything else that you ever did that changed your entire life ever since then? Maybe you got a real sweet haircut. I don't know. Maybe you got liposuction. What was that thing you did where it changed your whole life, but you can't answer marriage, you can't answer kids, you can't answer career change, because we're going to say that's just obvious. Yes, obviously that changed your life. Durr. If it didn't, you're probably not doing it right. What is that other thing that was like a life-changing moment? I bet I can guess yours, but what was yours, Jamie?
What do you think it's going
to
be?
I think it's be moving to America.
That would be, that's like, yeah, that's probably it. Like, it was a huge life change. Happy that we made it. The one thing that, like, I remember when I was, like, growing up, like, all I really knew about the U.S. was, like, Law & Order, because I watched American TV shows.
I gotta tell you, I don't know if that's a great example of life in America, especially North Dakota.
And, like, even, like, commercials. Like, you guys had all the good commercials. I was excited for all the cool things that I'd get. It definitely lived up to the hype.
Did it live up to the hype? Because you're picturing, I think, America, maybe Florida, California. Cool. I'm not saying North Dakota is not cool, but
we're great, yeah.
You come to North Dakota.
Yeah, because I can still, you know, buy Velveeta cheese here.
Yeah. Oh, that was the... That was the thing.
Well, we're like watching, because we get your commercials. So we'd be like back in Canada, you know, things are just cold and sucky, and you're watching this Velveeta creamy cheese commercial. And you're like, wow, Mom, can we buy Velveeta? Not here, honey. That's only in America.
America! Yeah. Home of American dream and Velveeta cheese. Hey, I got I got Sergio back. I lost the voice for a while.
Yeah.
Is there anything you miss about Canada or no?
Besides your family.
Besides my family, ketchup chips.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty good.
That's probably it. But I also buy them when I'm there and bring them back over here. So it's kind of like the same thing.
All right, life-changing moment. Once this happened, maybe it's a decision you made, something you changed, it affected you forever. You can't answer parenthood, marriage, or career change because we assume that is obvious. Amy, can you come up with one?
I mean, I was going to say moving from Illinois to North Dakota, just being so far away from my family, but that's also like a career change. I have one, but it's kind of sad, you guys.
Oh.
I'm going to say when my dad died, that was a life-changing moment, while obviously it was sad, it made me like take a look on my life, and I was like, what am I doing with my life? And then I changed my, like, what I was going to school for. I was originally going to school to be early childhood education. And then I was like, life is short. Do what you really want. And I was like, I'm going to radio. And I did. And here I am. So I feel like that was a life, in many ways, that was a life-changing experience for me. But it made me really look at my life.
So, I mean, you took from, you know, one of the most horrible things that can happen to a kid.
Yeah.
And then you took it and it inspired you to do what you wanted to do in life.
Yeah, because I was like, life is short. Do what you really want. Live how you want to live. YOLO.
Wait, is that tattooed out yet?
Did you just bring that back?
Yes.
I don't think anybody's dropping YOLOs anymore. Mm-mm.
No, listen. They do the woke.
Oh, everything's woke now.
You're woke, yeah.
Yeah.
I like to consider myself pretty woke.
Because you wake up so early in the morning?
That's why. Because I get up so early.
That is
very
true.
Awake. I'm woke before all you up. Yeah, 2:15 in the morning. Beat that. It's me and the people coming home from the bar on the road.
Think about how life used to be. You were waking up, and I used to be coming home from the bar.
I know. We'd wave at each other on the highway.
From my Uber.
Good night. Good morning. Yeah, it was always good times. Very, very good times. I like that you point out you're in an Uber. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably a smart move. Yeah. Mine, you would never understand it unless you lived it. And you're going to kind of roll your eyes at me. But trust me, it is different. I had this conversation not too long ago with our boss. Not because I think he's going to have to do it. I don't remember how we got into it. But I would say a life-changing moment is when I shaved my head. And this is why. You get, in this society, so much different, like, respect and reaction out of other human beings as a bald man than a balding man. And it is a positive move. Any guy that's got any sort of receding or the little monk thing in the back, that's kind of what I had going on back there. It was starting to get the little circle on the back. You watch some of our old Facebook Live videos, you see it, doesn't look good. Once you lose that, it is night and day difference. Not to say that I led like a disrespectful life and I didn't think people respected me previously. I think I had a perfectly fine life. But it's a noticeable difference. People legitimately talk to you differently. You become a more accepted member of society. Other bald men with beards kind of give me a look sometimes. I'm like, I don't know if that's a good thing, but I like it. It's a good thing. It's a good change. Life-changing moment. Shaving my head.
I get that. I imagine you like walking into grocery stores. Everyone's opening the door. Oh, he's here.
They're kind of scared a little bit, but also kind of attracted. It's a great feeling.
So your advice to anyone who may be at that stage where they're like, do I just try to live with it? Just get rid of it. So shave it.
Now, it helps that my head lends well to it. I'm told anyway. I'm not saying this. It's not a conceited thing. I'm just told that my head works for it. Some people got the lumpy head. If you got the lumpy head, maybe it doesn't work as well. But it has been a good change for me.
Yeah, because Amy and I saw somebody who did not have a head to be shaved. Well, there's nothing he can do. He can't put the hair back.
You could buy a hat.
He should wear a hat.
There you go. We watched the wedding DVD or whatever a couple of weeks ago, and the angle that the camera's at, it made me furious because I was looking at this little skin circle right under this bright light over my head, and I was like, man, I should have did this a long time ago. And then I go to our Facebook. You go back far enough. I'm like, why does nobody tell that man to shave his head? It makes me angry. Yeah. Why? You're one of the people that never said shave your head. Why, Amy?
Thinking of old pictures of you. I think you're making it sound worse than it was. You had hair on your head.
It's because you're never
not in that spot.
You're always sitting in front of me.
I was never behind you.
Yeah, apparently I always walk behind you in hallways. I don't know because nobody ever bothered to say anything.
Maybe you did a good job of hiding it. Like, did you kind of all comb it towards the center?
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm not sure.
I know. I feel like I want to go through and find old photos.
Did
of
you wear
you
a toupee?
Well, you got me. You got me. What was your life-changing moment? What are we seeing?
Somebody said, moving to North Dakota from Colorado when I was young. Hated it at first, but now I wouldn't leave. Somebody else said, divorce. We're getting a lot of text messages for losing weight. Somebody else said, my biggest change was starting to work out. I felt so much better. Eating better as well. It changed my life. Someone else said, going vegan really helped me with a lot of things, including my skin.
There you go. So the top three life-changing moments were voted in a recent survey to be marriage, parenthood, and a career change. We don't want you to answer that because we assume that's a given. That would, yes, obviously change your life. Do you have a different life-changing moment? 237, it's text 35270, tweet, snap, at Y94 Playhouse. Flush the format Friday with Bill Biv DeVoe. It's Poison, Y94.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Hello.
I wore glasses my entire life and never cared to have contacts, so I had LASIK about 2 years ago, and honestly, it is insane how many more men flirt with me. I mean, I got rid of my four eyes, and suddenly it's all eyes on me.
There you go. Hey, you know what? That should be a commercial for LASIK.
Anyways,
we're going to go ahead and sell that to somebody. Thank you. Your life-changing moment.
My life completely changed after I got a boob job, which sounds maybe a little stupid, but I felt invisible most of my life. After I had my surgery, it was like all eyes on me. Men would approach me. Even more random females seemed more friendly towards me. I started receiving better customer service, quicker service at bars and restaurants, and honestly, I think it's all thanks to the boob job.
I'm going to try to sell that one as a commercial, too, but I think that's going to be a little harder to sell than the eye one. Thank you. We really do appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. You've seen some texts in. Major life changes.
Yes. Somebody said having gastric bypass surgery. Somebody else, I got sober 22 months later and loving it. Somebody else said, we actually built our first house, our dream home, and it has changed our lives drastically. Not necessarily because we're proud that we did it, but financially, I never realized how expensive it is.
I think living in a house would change your life. Just living in an apartment, it's so loud, and you deal with so many people. I think it will be a life-changing experience. to live in a house.
You lived in a house when you were...
Yeah, I did, but this is a different situation.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You just left a house.
I know. But moving back to a house would
be
amazing.
It must be so great.
Yeah. It probably helps if the
living situation
good.
Is different.
True,
yeah. I think living in a house with a good relationship, it will be a life-changing experience.
So your roommate was terrible, is what you're saying. Is that roommate? Is that a good name for going on there? Your major life change that changed everything.
Well, here's the whopper. I divorced my wife and came out as gay and been with my current boyfriend for 30 years.
There you go!
Yep. I'm a happy man.
There we go. Congratulations and major life change. Hello.
Yes, I do.
What you got?
I got sober.
Oh, there we go. That's a good one. Good for you, man.
Thank you very much. It's the best life-changing experience I've ever made. So,
good for you, man. I definitely know just from friends and fam. I mean, it's definitely not an easy thing to do.
It's not easy. Thank you.
There you go. Appreciate it. Did we miss any other ones?
Yeah, somebody said, one of my biggest life-changing moments is when I moved away for college. It was something that no one in my family has done before. So not only did it change my life for the better, but it changed the rest of my family's. And now my younger cousins and siblings know that they can do it too. Somebody else said, big changing moment for us was actually getting a puppy. Didn't realize how hard it is, but I don't think I've ever loved a dog more in my life.
Yeah, that is one of those things I think people underestimate sometimes, like how much a pet's going to change your life, because they do. I mean, every facet of it in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
They're expensive, okay?
If you're a good pet owner, I guess it changes your life.
Yes.
If you're real terrible at it, maybe you don't notice them around really. Oh, yeah, you haven't eaten in a few days. Kind of forgot about you. Mailbag situation from Playhouse family member Barbara. A couple of bits on the show. More or less, she's going to be looking for potty training tips. So that and a bit on the show. And Flush the Format Friday. Your picks all morning long, going clear till 10 o'clock. 237 hits, text 35270. Tweet, snap, at 194 Playhouse. If there's a song that 194 used to play that you'd like to hear this morning because you haven't heard it in a long time, that's what Flush the Format Friday is for. Yeah!
Morning Playhouse on Y94.